So we are learning Masechtas Nida Daf Tes Vav Amin Aleph, and we are starting from the bottom of Yadal Adon Beis, three lines from the bottom. We had a stirah from the Mishnah to Abraisa. In the Mishnah, you know, there's three zmanim when the Isha's Boidig herself has different dinim. One shear is called Esyoim, which means right away, if she's Boidig, she finds Dam, then we assume she was for sure a Nida B'Shas Tashmish, and they both have to bring a carbon. Then you have the shear of Achar, which means it's a Sophic, could be it's Chayav Ashim Toli, depends on the man the Yama. And then you have a third man called Achar Achar, and then it's only the Isha's Matam Eis Leis, and there's no Matam Eis Boyala according to the Rabbanim. So it's three Zmanim. Now, the Machlokes in the Gemara, what the second Zman was, because it was steering the Braisa to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Achateres Min Amita, and wipe herself. And the Braisa said that sticking her hand under the pillow to get a bedik cloth, and she stayed on the bed and she wiped herself. So the Shiloh is, if it's a stira or not. So one man Nehmer says that when you're on the bed and taking the bedik cloth under the pillow, that's achar. Going off the bed is achar achar. That was Rav Chista's pshat. Rav Ashi's pshat was that they're both the same exact shear. Just one, the aid is in her hand. So then, she has to get off the bed. But if it's not in her hand, then he goes to the shear, she takes from under the pillow. That's the machlekes of Ashi or Mechista. So Meisvei is going to be Akasha on one of these man, the Amr. Meisvei. It says in the Braisa, Ezu Achazman. What's the shear of Achazman? Dovah Zashol, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Lefnei Chacham B'Usha. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik, asked the Chacham B'Usha, what's the shear of Achazman? V'amalahem, so they weren't answering right away. So Rabbi Eliezer told the Chacham, maybe Shema Karabi Kiva Atamayim Rim, Shem Tama Ezbayla. Maybe you Rabbanon hold like Rabbi Akiva holds Matam as Boyla, because if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that's Matam as Boyla, so there's no difference between Achar and Achar Achar. They're both the same thing, they're both Sophic Toma. So he said, maybe you hold like Rabbi Akiva. And obviously, you could have said maybe the difference is Oshem Tali, but he assumed they hold that Oshem Tali needs two Chatichas. That's why he didn't say that. He says, oh, you don't care when Achazman is, because for you, Achar and Achar Achar are the same thing, because you hold like Rabbi Kiva, that even by the third level, it's a Tam Ez Bayala. Maybe that's why you don't know what the Shir is. Loy, it's not Pshat, Loy Shemanu. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We hold like the Rabbana. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. But we just don't know what's the Shir. Amalahem, so as I said, I'll tell you. Kach Pirsh Ucham V'yavne, Loy Shosa Kadesh Uteri Min Amita. You do not wait the time it takes to go off the bed and to wipe yourself. That's called achar, the toich zman. Umetamim mesafik, and it's tumah mesafik. Upaturim mekarbon, you part of mekarbon. Mechayav and bashim tali. It's going to that man the yam. Mechayav bashim tali. But then shasa, that's the achar zman. Shasa kedesh terid min amita. V'sadiyaches paneha achar zman uze. If you waited enough time to get off the bed and to wipe yourself, that's called Achazman. Achazman was that. V'chein k'shashasam eis leis u'mpekidu v'kida. Once it takes more than, you know, let's say 40 seconds, it's enough time to go up to bed and to wipe yourself, that's the same thing like if you found down within the last 24 hours. The same halacha, that everything she touched in the last 24 hours is tamen. And boyal amatam shumaga, made him tamen shum boyal. And therefore, the man who she had relations with is only mitama. He's only talking mishum maga, not mishum boil, because we don't say that mitama is boil by tumah meis leis.
If you hold the same thing, the man doesn't give
No, it's on any time after esyai mizacha.
No, if you hold that
mitama is boil all the time, that's what I mean. So then after esyai, after miyad, everything's the same. Esyim means miyad. It says mashal shamish ve'ed that by b'shat ha'mashkev. That's me immediately.
The chum hold is not the same.
And the chum hold is not the same. Then you have to have two. You have to have three shurim.
When does the third shur start? If you hold that the diach panel and off the meat is the same thing.
That's the problem. After that, it means after that, mm-hmm. After that. But this price sounds like the Laman Yama. We're gonna see in a second. So that's what the Rabbanon say. Rabbi Kiva ima af metame mishum boil. Rabbi Kiva says, "Af mitame mishum boil," that even by the case meis leis, she is mitame her husband because of boil nida. Rabbi Yehuda benoy shav yechon mezaka emrei adds another thing. It says, "When there's a tumah meis leis, baal nichnas lahechel umaklik tayris. The baal is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash and do Avodah. And we'll see, it makes no sense. We'll see in a second, then we'll talk about that. But like upon him, what we see from the Braisa is that what's the shear of Achar Achar? That's Ketesh Derid Menamito, V'tidiyach Panao, V'tidiyach Panao. That's the shear of Achar Achar. So Bishlam L'Rav Chisto, Hayinu D'Metah Rabbanon. That's when we understand that the Fira Rabbanon, when you go down from the bed and wipe yourself, that's the third level, and the husband's not Matama as Boyalo. El Rav Ashi, that they're both the same shear, Amai Metah Rabbanon. Why the Fira Rabbanon is that third level? You didn't get into the third level. To come off the bed is not the third level. Mar says, "Oh, v'chitayim, I'll tell you pasul teretz." You know what the case over here is? The ain aid v'yada. We said that Rav Ashi said that the only time it's the same shear, going off the bed or taking it from under the pillow, the same shear, only if you have the aid in your hand. So maybe here, when it says that the third level is going off the bed and wiping yourself, means without the aid v'yada. Maybe that's the case. V'chitayim, the ain aid v'yada. Hi, aid v'yada. Ain aid v'yada v'bayalei. The Brisa should speak it out. The Brisa is a little misleading. It says, Kishtei Teres Min Amita already is the third level. It's not true. It's only if Ein Eid V'yada. But if it's Eid V'yada, it's not the third level. And since the Brisa doesn't speak it out, it must be doesn't hold to that. And therefore, it's a Raya Terav Chisto, like we spoke at yesterday, holds that even if Eid V'yada, still takes longer to go off the bed and wipe herself. That's longer than the shear of taking one under the pillow. And therefore, that goes to the third level. But the fear of Ashi, it's Shver Kasha. Mindset, this price is a Kasha on Rav Ashi, it's a Raya to Rav Chista. Now it'll be a little short Gemara that's going to talk about the last part of this Brisa. In the Brisa, it said, Rabbi Yehuda of Noish Shavichim and Zaka Eimer, that we get into the Tumma Meis Leis. That means like this. If Isha finds, let's just give a number just to make it clear. Esya means right away, she makes a Bdiga. Then the Lachish, they're both Chayav a carbon. Achazman is the Shear of and take out a bdikah and wipe herself. Let's say that takes 25 seconds. So if she makes a bdikah within 25 seconds, then the suffix tumma and he's tummy suffix 7 days. When you get after 25 seconds, the guy goes to the third level, then it makes a difference if she makes a bdikah 1 minute after tashmish or 23 hours after tashmish. It's all the same thing. It's all because it's tumma leislais, because the lach of tumma leislais, it's all the same thing. That's what comes out, just to make it clear. When it gets to the third level, the 25 seconds and 23 hours are the same thing. So the question is over here, as good as Namatama is by law, but what happened to Tumas Maga? We know anything she touched within the last 24 hours is Tame. This man had relations with a wife within 24 hours of her Riyah. So how could he go into the Beis HaMikdash and do Avodah? If you don't know what you're talking about, you're but typically, to have a geyab meisleis shabanida, how could he go into the heichal? He's in the tummy als nida. He touched nida within 24 hours. The more answers, this man yama who the oma kishamai. He was like shamai, like we learned in the beginning of the mesecta. The oma kol noshim dayan shaitan. Shamai holds anytime you find a riyah, you do not go back. You don't backtrack 24 hours, and therefore it's only kan la'aba. So here, once she goes in 25 second range, after that. She finds them. Shammai says, no, it's only from now and on. We don't assume she had it before, and she touched her husband 25 seconds ago. Therefore, the husband will not be tamei. So that's what goes to the Heifel, right away. Break the Gemara.
She found that after he went in. She was going to go in.
Why can't he go in?
When
found it afterwards. She found it afterwards. It 25 seconds ago, but now he found it about 25 seconds after being in. Okay, good. He's not tamanida because we say it happened from now and on. But what happened, Maisa, when he has bia, he's automatically a valkari. So a valkari can't be go do avoid the mikdash. She has to wait to go to the mikvah and wait till the evening. So the gemara mishloi gomar biyasai. He didn't finish his bia. He never was moitzi zera. He didn't finish his bia. So that's the case. As Bryce, he didn't finish his bia. I can ask me if he didn't finish his bia. So why is it tamas bayala when it's miyad? All those halachas. Teretz is that, or if you're a kiva, why is Matamas Bayala even now? Because he was made slaves of Matamas Bayala. So why? Teretz is for Matamas Bayala, it's totally in the shame bia. Shame bia starts from Hara already, even if you don't finish the bia. A guy Valkari has to do with the Zera, and that, if she didn't finish the bia, he didn't finish the bia, it's not a Valkari. Zokta Gemara Vaita. We learned in the conclusion of the Mishnah, last part of the Mishnah, Moidim Chachom Lerav Akiva Borei Kesem. That means we had a din that after you get into the third level, according to Rabbanon, she's not metama as bayala 7 days. Rekiva holds, yeah, but according to Rabbanon, not. But said by kesem, if she finds a kesem, then the halach is, I'm not sure what that means exactly, if she finds a kesem, he's metama the husband for 7 days. She's metama the husband for 7 days. What does that mean? Omarav, l'mafreya. It means if she had bia with him within 24 hours, he is tummy 7 days. And we see coming out kesem is more chomer than if she mamish becomes a regular nida. So it's a real nida, then we say, no, after 25 seconds, it's not matama as bayala. If she finds the dam within 25, after 25 seconds after the bia, he's not tummy. But if he finds a kesem, she finds a kesem, if she had bia within 24 hours, he is tummy for 7 days. So what's pshat? Ramehi, it's Ramehi who holds that kesem is even more chomer than re'ias. It's more chomer than re'ias. Since you don't know exactly when a kesem happens, it's even more chomer than re'ias. When skid, it happened before bia, and therefore she's tummy 7 days. But Shmuel Amar, no one says that. Well, our mission is going to Makan Labah, teaching us that if she's a kesem, and then after the kesem she has bia, he is tummy 7 days. Regular pshita, she's a regular nida now. What's the chiddush? After she saw the kesem, she had bia, so she's a regular nida. So of course she's been tummy 7 days. Now, the Gemara the time, Ha'ol Me'isla Yisra Rabbanon. We know that the Tumma Me'isla Yisra Rabbanon. But some also only the Rabbanon. Ma Me'isla Yisra Metama Es Bo'ila. Just like Me'isla Yisra not Metama Es Bo'ila. That's halacha, right? And even though we were choshish that she was tummy in the past 24 hours, but if she had bia within the past 24 hours, the last 24 hours, she's not Metama Es Bo'ila. So maybe a kesem also is the Rabbanon. How come I'm Metama Es Bo'ila? You think a kesem, even Mekan La'aba, since only the Rabbanon, so not Metama Es Bo'ila. So Kamash Malah, no. What's Takab Shah? That Me'is Leis is the Rabbanon, not Matam al-Mafreya. But Ksamim is. Ve'imachinami. Hosam, by Me'is Leis, ain't Shar Shachal Lefanecha. We don't see that for sure within the last 24 hours she was Tamei. So therefore, we're not going to go so vite to Matam al-Mafreya. Hacha, here by Kesem, you see Dam over here. And the Dam only come from her because she didn't deal with any birds. You know, cleaning any fowl, you know, anything to eat, chickens, and she didn't go into a butcher shop, so we know it came from her. Hachi, yes, shachal fanecha. Mechein Amar Shlokish, the same Achlekes we just explained, the same Achlekes for Shlokish Rav Yechon had explained on Mishnah. Mechein Amar Shlokish l'mafreya, that by kesem, it's betam, even l'mafreya, it's by love, Ramei, it's going to come to Ramei, it was machmer like Samim. Rav Yechon Amar, talking about Kan La'abav, Rabbanon hi. And I, what's the chiddush? Like we just said, even though Ksam's under Rabbanon, still matama es by Allah.